me hot rod. Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it. That's the difference between you and me. You talk about it, I do it. You will know that your ass is mine, and that's the bottom line.
Welcome to the East Side, Dave and Son, Wrestling Show.
Okay, thank. I like the phenomenal way you held that note, Stanley Mack. Yes, sir. It's the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show, and we're back just a week after SummerSlam for another pay-per-view. Tonight is Payback, baby. Of course, my name is East Side Dave McDonald. I am a, well, let's be honest, radio, media, broadcasting legend. With me, as always, my son, co-host, and one of the dangerous people in America, Stanley Mack.
Woo!
And Stanley, you have your Fiend mask on today. And of course, the Fiend will be in action. We'll get to that match later on. We're not going to kick it off with that.
Yeah, that's main event.
But holy cow.
Oh, wait, back to first off, let's take you back to last week, SummerSlam. You never see it coming. Do you want to talk about it?
Absolutely. Good idea. Last week was SummerSlam, and it saw, let's just talk about one of the big things. I think the biggest thing was the, hold on. I just sneezed. Apologize. Do you ever say, bless you, Daddy? God bless you, Daddy?
God bless you, everyone but Dad.
Oh, my gosh. I'm supposed to be the heel in this scenario. I just sneezed as the baby face, the typical baby face of the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show. You're supposed to say, bless you, Daddy. May I fetch you a tissue? That's what you're supposed to say. In like a little English accent. Go ahead. Let's try that out.
God bless you, Father. May I get you a Kleenex?
God bless you.
Go ahead.
God bless you.
English
God
accent.
God bless you guys watching the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show.
This is not an English accent. Where's your British accent? Let's go. Come on. Just do something
Hello.
British. Ooh. Go ahead. Keep going. That was better.
I am from Harry Potter.
Okay, well, that's called England. It's not called I'm from Harry Potter. Okay, that's he's from a country. It's a famous country, in fact. It's been around since 1991. It's called England. Okay, look it up. It's on Wikipedia.
It's been around longer, 1991.
I don't think so. That was at least the first time I was aware of it. Now listen, we have a huge. So what do you think? You brought this up. SummerSlam was last week, and the big thing that happened was the Fiend Bray Wyatt defeats Braun Strowman to recapture his Universal Championship. But then, at the very, very end, who comes in? Who does a run-in? Roman Reigns. And he's back. But then, the next night on Monday Night Raw, the show ends with Roman Reigns hanging out with Paul Heyman.
That is actually incorrect. It ended Friday Night SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Good call. All right, the next Friday after SummerSlam, there's Roman Reigns hanging out with Paul Heyman. Shocking development here in professional wrestling. No one saw it coming. Is Roman Reigns a Paul Heyman guy? Oh my God! What a shocker! What do you think about this development?
It almost felt like, and honestly, so that probably means Roman Reigns is heel.
It seems that Roman Reigns is taking a turn for the dark side. And that means, of course, tonight, now again, we'll get to that match. We're going to end with that match. But, you know, I'm expecting Roman to be with Paul Heyman. Can you believe it? I mean, that in and of itself is why we need to do a no-holds-barred payback episode, you know, because we were like, wow, they're doing a pay-per-view only a week after SummerSlam? That seemed a bit nuts, but hey, we'll roll with it, baby.
Wait.
We're fans of the squared circle, you know? We're pumped up.
Okay, so after the Thunderdome, what's next for WWE?
I don't know.
Back to the Performance Center?
They're supposed to be in the Thunderdome for the next something like 2 months or so. And then things change. But Stanley, listen, we're living in a very, very unpredictable, crazy world right now.
Maybe Vince is wit enough to buy it again.
Absolutely. Now, how are you today?
I'm good. Let's get into the matches.
All right. Stanley wants to get right into the matches. So let's get right into the matches. Let's start off with a good match here. Big E versus Sheamus. This is a straight-up singles match. No thrills, no spills, but one-on-one, two powerhouses. Could this be the launching pad for Big E in a solo run? Maybe we're going to be seeing Big E hoist a WWE Championship or a WWE Universal Championship one of these days.
Or WWE will let me win.
Exactly. So what do you think? Big E, Sheamus, who do you like?
I think that the promoters, it gets Big E's time. Come on, Big E. Also, by the way, the Riot Squad fight.
The Riot Squad will fight on the... Who cares about the Riot Squad? Who was your prediction? Big E or Sheamus?
Big E.
All right, thank you. We don't do... With all due respect, we try not to do pre-show predictions. I mean, you know, yeah, the Riot Squad, Iconics on the pre-show, but we're not going to call it, although the Riot Squad will win. Next one. Okay,
Iconics.
I think Big E is also going to win this match. I think Big E is poised for the big solo run, and I think Big E will be capturing a world championship at some point.
This is a pretty easy match.
You know what, though? We said that, but when Sheamus and Jeff Hardy had a big match, Sheamus won, and that surprised a lot of people. So, I'm not 100... You know, Sheamus has gotten some victories, some big-time wins since he's been back.
Yeah, but this match is...
Why are you whispering all of a sudden? Bring it up.
The like Big E is gonna be the next guy here in the WWE!
All right, that's too loud. Next one. Let's stick with the men. Let's stick with the regular singles match. It's the Matt Riddle, the bro, the original bro, versus King Corbin. Stanley, who do you like?
All right. I have to go with Matt Riddle, the man who does not take off, the man who takes off his shoes every time he wrestles.
He loves taking off his shoes. That's it's an old school. Don't forget, Jimmy Superfly Snuka used to do the shoeless thing. I believe
Rusev
started doing the shoeless thing. He broke his ankle. Matt Riddle might want to be thinking about wearing boots in the future. He says he's not very comfortable. He's not very cozy in the boots. Well, when a wrestler who's supposed to be hardcore, supposed to be physical and ultra tough, when a wrestler says, "I'm not comfortable wearing boots," that's a major red flag, and I think King Corbin emerges as a victor. That's right. I disagree with you, Stanley. King Corbin defeats Matt Riddle because I didn't like that I'm uncomfortable when I wear shoes comment from Matt Riddle. Sorry, Matt, but the rest of civilized society must wear footwear. King Corbin with the victory. Next one.
Dad's best friend.
Also my best friend, King Corbin, who I've interviewed no less than 3 times on 95.9 The Rat, New Jersey's greatest rock and roll station, baby. Next one. All right, Stanley Mack. Here's an interesting match that I think we will enjoy. Dominic Mysterio partners with his daddy, his legendary father, Rey Mysterio. And the Mysterio boys take on Seth Rollins and his disciple, Murphy. What do you think here, Stanley?
And by the way, let's talk about some of that match. I was very surprised.
When Seth Rollins defeated Dominic Mysterio. Yeah, Dominic Mysterio making his singles debut. I also thought Dominic was going to win. Very surprised.
That was a big-time match for him.
Yeah, it was. It was a big-time match. It was a good match. It's a good match, too. Seth Rollins got the win. Let's go, Stan. What's your prediction
and
here?
Who's going to win? Dominic and Rey.
Dominic and Rey, and why?
Dominic and Rey Mysterio will beat Seth Rollins and Murphy. Why? Because
of the father-son connection?
Yeah, they need retribution.
Is it because of the father-son connection?
Yeah, just like us.
I'll tell you one thing. If the Mysterios defeat Rollins and Murphy, the Max will take you on in a Hell in a Cell match at WrestleMania 2021. And that I am putting out there into the universe.
Dominic.
Because we're afraid of no one.
Dominic, the cool dudes need to...
The Cool Dudes is our alter ego personality. Yep, we're the Cool Dudes. I like your prediction. I hate to say it. I agree with it. I do think Dominic Mysterio and Rey Mysterio will win. I think it'll be a nice, fun match. I'm enjoying Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy, and I'm going to continue to call him Buddy Murphy. I don't know why we get rid of first names now for some reason, or last names, and a guy is supposed to be a superhero. Just being called Murphy doesn't really work for me. So Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy will go down to Dominic and Rey Mysterio. Next match. Here we go, Stan.
Yeah.
Big match right here.
Yeah.
Keith Lee trying to show everyone that I am the next big-time WWE powerhouse superstar future champion. Keith Lee takes on the Legend Killer, Randy Orton.
Keith Lee is great, and I think he's an amazing talent to swab, but he's not. He doesn't stand a chance.
Whoa.
Against the Legend Killer. Randy Orton's taking this.
Randy? Stanley's going with Randy Orton? That's shocking to me.
Listen, everyone falls in line to the Legend Killer. Keith Lee's next.
Wow! What are you, Randy Orton's manager all of a sudden? Everyone falls in line to the Legend Killer and Keith Lee is next? Harsh words from Stanley Mack, and I'm going to disagree. I think Keith Lee is going to get this victory tonight. He's going to show everyone, hey, my name is Keith Lee. I'm a future champion. It starts tonight at Payback versus Randy Orton. Okay, that's the way I feel.
You're not Keith Lee.
And by the way, that's a crazy prediction. You're supposed to be the babyface. You're going with Randy Orton? What, do you have applesauce for your fur brain? I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to dip some pork chops into your brain, though. Because ever have pork chops and applesauce? Oh, my God. How come you don't eat steak either? I've been trying to get you like hamburgers.
All right, we are going completely off.
Fine, next one. Apollo Crews versus Bobby Lashley. This is for the WWE United States Championship.
Wait, real quick. I just know some. Drew McIntyre is not wrestling.
No, Drew. No, Drew tonight. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. Apollo Crews, your United States champion versus Bobby Lashley. Who do you like?
I like.
Hello?
Apollo Crews. I had to figure out that one.
I like Apollo Crews. I'm not much for the Bobby Lashley. I think this is well documented.
Thanks.
Boring. Lacking charisma. Next one. How about this, though? Women's Tag Team Championship could be interesting. Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. Those are your contenders.
And they don't
They're
like
taking.
Each other.
They do not like each other, but they are aligning for tonight to take on your WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, Bayley and Sasha Banks. Stanley.
I love that Shayna Baszler, the promo is funny. She said, I think she sucks. For some reason, that was funny.
Yeah. She's, she's trying to improve on the mic there. Who do you like?
Bayley and Sasha Banks versus Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. I have to go with the Golden Bowl models.
Ooh, I like that. What was that? What was that little sound effect? You sound like a bird or something. What was that?
That's what they do.
Do it again.
That's what birds do. The Golden Bowl models.
The Golden Roll models?
Yeah.
They go like that?
No, with the titles.
Oh, I see. You were making little sound effects. You're like the child version of Michael Winslow. Ever see Police Academy?
No.
Great, great film. One of the greatest, most moving pictures of all time.
Can I watch it?
I put it next to Casablanca. No, absolutely not. You're way too young. But I put Police Academy next to Casablanca, Citizen Kane, some of your classic American films of all time.
I love those.
Oh, those are great movies. Ever see Citizen Kane?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Can you believe what happened to him at the end with the rosebud and the sleigh and everything like that?
Yeah, I like with rosebuds and Adam Rose Kane.
You have no idea what I'm talking about. You never saw Citizen Kane. You just lied to our entire East Side Dave and Sun Wrestling Show audience. And I'm upset. And now you're laughing. You're laughing at me. You're laughing at all of us.
And then everyone's laughing at you.
Can you make a prediction? Bayley and Sasha versus Shayna and Nia. Who do you like?
I said Bayley and Sasha.
I agree with you. Bayley and Sasha will win this round.
I
had to shift my head to the left, and I nearly headbutted Stanley, so that's crazy. All right, next one. This is it, buddy. Okay, this is it. This is a big time one. It's a no holds barred triple threat match for the WWE Universal Championship. Now, we're talking about the Universal Champion, the Fiend, Bray Wyatt, versus Braun Strowman, versus Roman Reigns. And it's quite possible, in fact, I would even say probable, that Roman Reigns will have Paul Heyman by his side. Amazing development. Stanley, what do you think?
All right, let's do this process elimination.
I like it.
Braun Strowman is out. There's no way Braun Strowman's winning.
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't, you know, that wouldn't make a lot of sense to me, but go ahead.
But it's either going to be The Fiend or Reigns. And you know what? I think The Fiend just got the title. Come on, it's The Fiend.
You know, usually I would agree with you. You know, when you win a championship, you almost never lose it. The, you know, the, say the very next week, you even you usually get at least a month or 2 months of a run at least.
Kristen only had it for one day.
Something tells me Roman Reigns is walking out with the Universal Championship. I mean it. I think I'm going with that prediction. If he has Paul Heyman by his side, something is telling me that Roman Reigns is winning tonight. You know that? I don't know what it is.
The heel Roman Reigns?
I think heel Roman Reigns. So I'm locking it in. I'm going with a upset city. Roman Reigns wins this no-holds-barred triple threat match for the WWE Universal Championship. Oh, my God, can you believe it? I guess you can, because you were just silent right there. I threw the ball to you, and it was like, not only were you not even trying to catch it, it was like you were sitting on the sidelines playing tiddlywinks. Hello?
I don't answer to Beth. By the way, about that, I decided to do something.
What's
before
that?
Before this ends.
What?
Daddy, why doesn't... I'm challenging you.
Challenging me?
To a match.
To a match?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of match is it going to be?
Hell in a Cell.
Oh my gosh. So wait a second. We're going to have a tag team Hell in a Cell match against the Mysterios, and then we're going to have a Hell in a Cell match against each other.
Yeah.
What an odd Hell in a Cell pay-per-view that will be.
That will be fun.
Listen. Can you believe this? We're done. I would like to say...
Woo, I'm pumped!
Let me just say one thing to you.
Woo!
Summer's almost over.
Woo!
You are going back to school? I guess, you know, you'll be doing it virtually or something?
Next Thursday. I say this Thursday.
I don't think so.
Why?
Everyone thinks Labor Day is on Monday, and it's not. Labor Day is September 7th. You go to school after Labor Day. Now.
This Thursday. I say this Thursday is the upcoming, and then the Thursday after, I would say next Thursday.
Okay, fair enough.
It's weird.
I don't know if I'm talking to Yogi Berra or Stanley McDonald. You're confusing me.
Why?
Because he says a lot of confusing things.
Yogi Berra? Yogi Berra's a Yankees legend. Come on.
He is a Yankees legend. I love Yogi Berra. I'm just saying. Look him up. Google him. Well, that's it, pal.
Love Yogi Berra. Yogi Berra, hope you're watching this.
Why don't you say something nice to our fans?
I love you, Yogi Berra.
To our fans.
Yogi Berra's
normal.
Okay,
fans. And I would like to say to all the Eastside Davidson.
Oh, wait. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you whenever the next pay-per-view is. Whenever that is, I'll see you.
Almost everything about that was perfect, except you did technically say thanks for watching. And unless they're spying on us with illegal cameras, they can't watch us since this is an audio-only podcast. So let's clean it up. Go ahead, next one. Thanks for... Go ahead, let's go.
Thanks, and everyone, one last thing. See you in hell.
Okay, no. We are not ending the show like that. Now, will you please give them a nice goodbye? Thank you.
Goodbye.
And say thank you for something, for supporting us for 5 years.
Thank you for supporting us for 5 years, really, though. This time I'm going to be serious.
That's nice.
This time I really... Thanks for all the support.
Oh! You know what, Stanley? Give yourself 5 points. That's it. You win. You win for a change. You win today's episode with 5 points. Stanley Mack defeats me. And listen...
We hope you enjoy Payback tonight. We hope it's a good one. Thanks for listening to the Eastside Davidson Wrestling Show for Stanley Mack. My name is Davey Mack. Good night!